Welcome, everybody. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector. This podcast I created to inform people of the Palo Briumba Congo religion. This podcast is created to just to inform. I don't give out secrets. What I do is I just give you guys the basics so you guys can learn and know what the religion is. So for this episode, I'm going to be going over a little bit about every episode, just to touch up on things and, you know, make things a little bit more clear. I was listening to some of my prior episodes, and I just want to clear up a couple of things or just like add to something. So this is just a little mini episode. Okay, so first of all, I want to make it clear to everybody that listens to me that the day you go through your initiation, getting into the religion, after you're done with the 3 day, what happens is that day is not, some people think, oh, I'm going to get scratched and I'm going to go into the religion. And it's helped out a bunch of people. It saves people's lives, and it does a lot of works. So a lot of people somehow, I don't know where they got it from, is they think that once they're scratched, that's it. They made it. Like, they feel like, oh man, that's it, I'm scratched. And what you don't realize is that that's the first day. It's not the last day. It's not. It is an achievement, but that's like the beginning. It's not the end. Meaning that you got a lot of work ahead. A lot of work. So I always say this. I know I've said it multiple times. You guys got to understand what you're getting into. This religion, it needs a lot of attention, a lot of work, a lot of heart. You gotta really want. You can't have some hidden plan why you want to get into religion. You gotta want to do it. And I sit down with the people that are gonna get scratched, and I tell them about it. Like, you're gonna be working a lot. It's a lot of work. So it's a lot of work, but it really doesn't, like, to myself, it doesn't really feel like a lot of work. Because I love doing it. Excuse me. I love working the religion. I love reading people. I love helping people. I love giving people advice. I like doing cleanings and saras. I like doing positive works. And I love doing negative also. So it's just in me. You know, I was, like I said in other podcasts, it's I was born for this. You know, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be at. So it comes natural for me. And what I've seen, I would never talk bad about anybody, but what I've seen with my own eyes, that not everybody is the same. Not everybody is the same. So not everybody has so much enthusiasm of getting into the religion. Some of us, like I said, everybody has their different paths in the religion. But if you have a path like my path, which is to be a high priest and work with people, help with people, do stuff like that, it's got to come from your heart, man. It's got to come from your heart. And readings and misas that you have before you get scratched, all that pops up, you know, what you're here for. If you're even here for the religion, which is, there's other stuff people do. You know, there's people that are born mediums, and they get into spiritualism, which spiritualism is different than Palo. Spiritualism is remember in the other episodes I spoke about with the Bóveda and misas and all that, that's not part of Palo, but we utilize that, because with spiritualism, you connect with your ancestors, you connect with your guardian angel, that they guide you, you know, they guide you into the religion, and you know they tell you, hey, I when I was alive, I did this, you know, I had a sarabanda, and so and so, and that's where you know you start your path to the Palo. I mean, there's people that just, you know, they love Palo, they try to study it as much as they can, they follow people like me, and then they have their misas, and then they go to the Ganga, and it ends up being they don't belong here, you know, which is, you know, kind of probably heartbreaking, but it's okay, man. There's other things, you know. There's Lukumi, there's Ifa, there's a lot of beautiful, strong, fierce religions out there that are, and it's not only those three, you know. There's other stuff. There's other religions that we all are Nsambi's kids, you know. We're all part of him, so we all have a path. We all have a path to walk. So let's walk it, man. And the way I found out what my path was going through readings, going through misas, which is, I always warn everybody, you got to watch out who you go to, because there's a lot of scammers out there. There's a lot of people that just want to make money. There's a lot of people that they're just not even in the religion, and they just hear about it. Oh, they grew up around it and they never got initiated, and then they come to America and they're like, hey, let's scam some people. You know, I feel so bad for them people, because they get messed up, you know. They're trying to, you know, fraud people out of their money and stuff like that. I feel really, really bad for the people doing that, because they don't know what they're messing with. It goes pretty bad for them. I mean, they might be able to be successful and, you know, have money from other people for a while, but it's not forever, man. They get theirs. Everybody gets theirs. So you guys be careful out there who you go to. Make sure you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Don't just believe people out on the internet that are just posting, hey, I do this, I do that. Don't believe that, man. You got to go somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Or what you could do, you could contact a person and don't go straight into the religion. See what they do. See how they treat other people. See how they treat their God kids. See, you know, everything they do. Obviously, you're not going to be able to be in the rituals because that's all secret. But, I mean, you could, if you're interested, you know, find yourself somebody, and then you don't have to do it right away. Just go to the readings, go to misas, and do this and do that and see what they're about. You know, really, really look at which padrino, which godfather you're going to pick, because that's for the rest of your life. Doing the initiation also, I don't know if I mentioned, but once you do the three-day ritual, the pact you do with the Nganga, the pact you do with the Muerto, the pact you do with the Mbungos, that pact, you can never, never go back, man. Once you're scratched forever. Meaning, you're always going to have the blessing from the Muertos, but you also have to do your part. You know, if you get scratched and you work with them for a little bit and then you stop, it's some people say that it goes really, really bad for you. But in reality, if the pack you did, it's forever. So you're always going to be part of the gang, you know, of the Palo religion. You're always going to have that the pact, the derecho to work with the Mpungos. But if you stop working it, I mean, some people say it goes bad for you. I've heard of people that stop doing the religion, nothing really happens to them. But some people will tell you have to work forever, because not it'll go bad for you. But I mean, the Mpungos understand how far you're going. Like I said, they know your past, present, and future. So once you get initiated, you walk your path, and your life's gonna be a lot easier, man. You're gonna, like what happened with me when I did the ritual a few years back, when I went through everything, like my whole life just started coming together to where I knew a lot. I mean, you get a lot of insights with readings and misas, and, you know, you get consultas with tatas, and a lot of things come out in your life that happened or gonna happen, then they happen, and everything just comes together, man. You know your purpose in life. That's what I was looking for, that word. You know your purpose in life. So it's a blessing, man. I don't want to push anybody to come or go to somebody. It's just, I mean, if you're for the religion, I mean, you'll find your way either here or to somebody else. But your spirits will guide you to the right practitioner, and they will guide you to the right practitioner, and you guys, everything will go good. Like I said, there's good and bad people, man. There's people out there that just do no good and nothing happens to them because that's what they're here for, you know? You got to understand that too. So, like, the way I feel, like, I remember talking about, I think it was maybe one of the first episodes that I spoke about, that I said when I heard about the religion, that it was like my first thought, like, okay, I was being told about the religion little by little, and then like they told me about a cauldron, you know, like the cartoons, you know, with the cauldron and the witch and all that, and little by little, and I kind of felt like, what? That's real? Yeah. Well, where do you think they get it from? You know. So, once I heard about that, I was kind of like scared, and like my first thought, I remember I said, my first thought was like, man, this is going to attract a lot of negative people to just do negative stuff, you know, because that's where my mind was at back then. And I didn't understand the religion fully to where I understand it. I mean, I probably don't understand it fully up even now because there's just so much to learn. But what I do understand now is that I don't even worry about people like that no more, because I see a lot of justice in the religion. I see a lot of people get messed up, you know. If you do the wrong things will start going really bad for you, man. What I've seen in the first few years that I was scratched, it was pretty much the best thing that can happen to you and the worst thing that can happen to you if you don't walk your path, you know. And I truly and solely believe that people that get scratched, people that you scratch, that get into the religion, need to have this. You gotta open your mind to understand things. Like, if there's people out there that you tell them, hey, this goes like this, and this is the way it goes. And people just, I don't know, they just don't get it, man. They just do the opposite of what, like, generally, like, when I sit down with somebody that's interested in the religion, I speak with them and I try to tell them, hey, this, that. And then some of them, the majority of them, like, they just do the wrong things or just say the wrong things. I'm like, what? Where did you understand me saying that? And then, you know, I'll just tell them, and then, they'll be like, oh, well, you said this. Yeah, but I didn't, you know, I said it like this and that. Oh, well, I took it another way. And I'm like, well, I mean, if you're going to take something a different way and you really don't understand, you got to ask me again so I could, you know, break it down to you, in a, like, basically, so you can understand exactly what I'm saying. I try to be thorough when I say stuff. And I like to, when I explain something to, like, my ahados, I'll try to make it to where anybody can understand. Just like what I said about the spirits, like, they're in the spirit realm and we're in Toto, and Toto is Earth. So if they're in the spirit realm, they can see further than us. So I broke it down to you guys. You know, I broke it down to my God kids. I told them, look, it's like they're in a building and 50 feet up, 50 stories up, and then you're on the ground level. They can see around, you know. They know, go this way, go that way, go this way, safe this way, there's a traffic stop, and over here there's a accident, over here you got to go around this way to get there to your destination faster. That's like, I try to break stuff down like that in order for people to understand exactly what needs to be said. And that's what I try to do that. But I mean, sometimes, you know, some people just do whatever they want to do. But not everybody. Some people are, you know, are fully, you know, balls to the wall. Like I say all the time, that's just like me, man. I do my things with my heart, and they get done correctly. Okay, so the religion, okay, Palo Briyumba stands on its own. It is one religion and one religion only. The thing when the people synchronize Palo with Lukumi, which is Santeria, Ifa with Catholicism and all that, what they did is back when the slaves from the Congo, when they were shipped to Cuba, so they were Cuban, right? And then the Cubans were, you know, Spanish speaking. The Congos were from the Bantu, from the Congo, straight from the Congo. So when the Spanish saw them practicing their religion, the Spanish told them, you can't practice your religion, you got to practice Catholicism. So what the Congos did is they went to church, they were praying to Catholic saints and Jesus and all that. But what the Congos did, they would practice Palo by synchronizing, for example, they synchronized San Pedro, I think it was, with Sarabanda, and then they synchronized the Nino de Atocha with Lucero, because they had similarities. So they had like in Lukumi, Elewa, and Catholicism is El Nino de Atocha, I think, something like that. They synchronized because he's a kid, and then Elewa is a kid. And then he's a kid or an old man. And then in Lukumi, it's Lucero. So those three, the saints and the Lucero, they're synchronized. That's the way they hid their practice, their Palo practice with Catholicism. So as the Cuban, the Spanish, the white Cuban was practicing their Catholicism, the Paleros were practicing, and the Kumi and all that, they were practicing their religion. That's the way they hit it. That's the way it survived, because they were synchronizing the saints with the energies with Palo, and they were synchronizing the saints with the Santos from Lukumi. So that's the reason why Palo survived. And Lukumi and Ifa, all those religions, they kind of tricked them. And then little by little, they started, you know, scratching them. And then they seen the power. Now everybody in Cuba, you know, they're practicing the religions. The reason why now, this day, 2023, a lot of people are mixing I spoke about this on another episode about mixing, which is, it's not good. Like, you cannot mix Sarabanda with Ogun. You know, you cannot mix Elewa with Lucero. You cannot mix Siete Rayos with Shango. You cannot do that. It's because they're two different worlds. They're two different religions. And what my point is, that a lot of people that I've noticed, a lot of people that came from Cuba, the majority of the houses are, they practice Ifa, they practice Lukumi and Palo. And they do it, they use the three forces of those religions, but sometimes, I guess they don't mean to do it, but they'll instead of saying Ogun, they'll be Sarabanda, you know. It's because they practice the three religions and they kind of mix them within themselves. And the way everybody learns now, like up to this day, I've yet to see a house that practice Palo. Like my house, my Munanzo, Abre Camino, that's all we do. We only practice Palo. That's all I do here. I don't practice Lukumi because I'm not initiated into Lukumi. I don't have my Santo on my head, and I don't practice Ifa, because the same thing, I never, what I did do is, in Lukumi, I got my eleques from my madrina, that I speak about all the time. I wanted to clear that up too, because I'm always saying my madrina and my padrino on the podcast. But when I say my madrina, she's my madrina from Lukumi, which I got my eleques from. So I got my Lakers and Lukumi, and then I got my Warriors and Lukumi. So since I have those, that's I just have like 1 foot in the door. You know what I mean? But I don't practice it because I don't practice that. I love the religion; it's beautiful. But once I got scratched, like I said, you know, and you guys, I'm sure you guys feel my my love for this religion, the Apollo religion, and I just love it. And I've been doing it a lot more than anything else. And my house, that's all we do. Like me and my girlfriend Daisy, that you guys met on the last episode, we only practice Apollo. We do Apollo, and that's all we do. Maybe in the future, I'm going to start getting into Lukumi, but I love Apollo so much, you know. I really love it. I mean, I feel like I don't need nothing else, you know. I feel like I don't need any other religion. I don't need to do anything else, but I do love Lukumi, and I would love to get crowned in the future, and Ifa, if I can, I'll do the whole thing. I'll practice the three religions, but right now, me and my girlfriend only practice Palo. That's all we do. That's all we study. That's, I mean, all the ensaladas we do, all the obras, everything we do is all Palo. And like I said, I have not seen yet a house that just practice Palo. They'll either mix it with Lukumi or Ifa or not mix it. I mean, they practice all three religions or that. But like I said, this house here, Mundan Sobre Camino, it's only Palo. And because my girlfriend also, she loves Palo too. She loves working. She loves doing saras and saras. She loves doing readings and all that, just like me. We made that choice that we're gonna stay with Palo for a long time. Like, that's gonna be our strength there. Which is a good choice, you know, because all we got is blessings from the muertos, you know. The santos are there for us, too. I'm sure they are, you know. They always, you know, I love going to my madrina's house and, you know, saludando and doing all everything else. But like I said, we love Palo. I think we're going to stick doing this for a good while. Okay, and then also, like I said, you cannot find the religion, the secrets, you're not going to be able to find them in any book. You're not going to find no secrets in any book whatsoever. The internet, you will not find it. You're going to find the internet, you'll find like basic things like what I talk about, you know, your pot, what goes in your pot, a couple of things that go in your pot here and there. The scratching process, a little bit of the scratching process, but like mambos and rituals and patipembas, you won't ever hear. There is some patipembas which are sigils, they're firmas. You probably heard of them. You'll find a bunch of them on the internet, but the firmas that you use them from godfather, the ones your godfather gives you. So you won't, the ones you find are just whatever you find on the internet. Those are not real. Some of them are, but not all, because there's like I said earlier, there's a lot of people out there just trying to make money, you know. They're trying to sell you a Apollo book. So if you ever hear anybody's like, hey, I'll sell you a Apollo book, those Apollo books are not real, man. If you hear me say that I read old books, those are books that were given to me by my elders, and they're books, unpublished books, like books that are hand down from godfather to godson, not to be put on any social media, not to be sold anywhere. So the Apollo books that you do find, like on Amazon or wherever you guys buy your books from, anywhere on the internet, those are just cover basic stuff. You won't see no secrets. You're not supposed to reveal any secrets. Also, if you say, for example, you get scratched, and then your wife is not scratched, or your husband's not scratched, and you are scratched, if you're a female, do not give out secrets. Do not if your godfather gives you a secret, he tells you, okay, this is a secret, don't tell nobody. And then you're right there with your lady having little pillow talk or your man or whatever, and something slips out and you're like, well, nobody's here, let me tell you. Believe it or not, you're going to get punished, and then you're going to come back to me and you're going to be like, everything's going bad for me. Well, because you're giving up secrets. You cannot give up secrets because, like I said it before, when you get scratched, they're watching you. They're near you because you make a pact with that those spirits. You make a pact with those energies, and they're there. They're always there for you. They're always there for you. So if you think you're alone with your lady or alone with your man and you're giving out secrets, they're going to find out. They're going to make it hard for you, man. And then you're going to call your godfather. Oh, my God, it's going so bad for me. Well, because you're giving up secrets. You're not supposed to do that. That means you don't have love or respect for the religion, so stop it. If you did it right now and you're listening to this, and you're like, hey, oh, man, I didn't know. Well, stop it. You might get a pass. But if you keep doing that, I feel really bad for you because you don't have respect for what you got. And believe me, man, the muertos, the mpungos, they're strong, man. They give you some very, very wonderful blessings. Very, very wonderful blessings. Believe it or not, man, I've just said the most basic blessings that I have. And I don't want to say everything, because if I do, then everybody's going to want to get scratched. And for example, one time I told one person, I told them, when I got scratched, I lost my job, and then I got a better job. So that person told somebody else, and that somebody else called me, and they told me, hey, why did you tell this person they're going to lose their job? And I'm like, what? I never said that. Well, they twisted and turned it, saying that I said that they're going to lose their job. No, I said I lost my job because my muertos did not want me to be in that job anymore because they had something better for me. And sure, I said it in other podcasts, I got a better job. Over double the pay, you know. So I don't know why some people just they just hear what they want to hear. But I mean, I forgive them, whatever. It just bothers me that I have to explain myself, you know, when I say basic stuff. Like, you just want to hear like one thing I said, and then I keep going to make it basic so you can understand. But you don't want to hear that. You just want to hear you're gonna lose your job. Like, no. Just know that when you get into the religion, that you got a lot of work coming. Just know that the day you do your 3-day ritual, it's not the end, bro. That's not it. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of a lot of work, but it comes with a lot of blessings. Okay, so we spoke a little bit about love spells. So love spells. There's different types of love spells that practitioners do. The most famous, obviously, is the worst, which you force somebody to love you and marry you. And you get the ngangas and you fight their... It's just a horrible thing to do to another human being. There's, believe it or not, there's a lot of these spells that people do. And there's just... It's something horrible, and I've done them before, and they're extremely successful. But like I said, I always tell the person, you know, you're doing something horrible, so you know you're gonna pay very dearly. It's gonna be nice for a while, but you're gonna pay because you're doing something bad. There's different, like I said, right now there's different types of love spells. There's a love spell where, like I said, the first one, you force somebody to love you. There's other love spells that you can do with I love using Mama Chola because she's so powerful in that aspect. You can do the second one that you can do a love spell to say you've been married for 20 years, you know your kids are grown, you guys are a little worn out, you want that spark back to come back. We can do a little something, man. You guys will be like you're 20 again. You guys will be humping like you're 20 again. those are not negative, those are positive. What I do is, what practitioners do is, we work with the love that you guys already have for each other, and we just spark that up, man. It's exactly like I said, you spark it up and it's like you're 20 again. those are really good, man. There's other spells. They're called endulzamientos, meaning it's not like love, but say, like, for example, say you're at your job and your boss, you're not the favorite. So what we can do, you could go to a practitioner, come to me, and then we'll do a little something where your boss not have that bad taste in their mouth of you, you know. We'll make him change his mind to see you for who you really are. You know, you're a good hard worker, and you can do that. And then you can do it to other people. You know how sometimes you have people at work or at school that they're just really mean to you for no reason. We can do some works for them to sweeten them up, you know. Those are still, I mean, they're son and saras, you know. You're doing, it's not completely negative. It's just a little bad, you know. Just a little, not too bad. You're just, you know, trying to make the energy around these people that have negative energy around them, you're just trying to sweeten it up, you know, like putting a cherry on top of something that, you know, trying to make it sweeten up people. They're not too bad. I like doing those. Those are the love spells. Okay, now court cases. I had a case a few weeks back that I did a case. I got this person out of jail. First, we got him, me and my girl, we got him out of jail. And then after he got released, he went to court. So what we did for him is we sweetened the boy got, first of all, the boy, he got a really, really deep cleaning. One of the strongest cleanings. There's some stronger than that, but the one that was recommended by the muerto was a rompimiento. So we did him a rompimiento, and then the boy went to court, and he got off with no jail time. So they didn't give him no jail time. He was looking at a few years, and we got him off. I mean, we did a job for the judge, you know, sweeten up the judge so he won't have like a negative feeling when he saw the person that went to court. We cleaned him up. We took all his negativity from around him that he had. That's the reason why he got arrested. And then once the judge seen him, he was really nice to him. Everything went smooth, you know. We sweetened up the DA. We made it to where they had a really good day. Everybody had a good day, and they gave him a good, you know, they let him go. They didn't give him jail time. So we do cases like that with, you know, you got problems and you're looking at some serious jail time, and then we'll make it to where everybody in that courtroom is feeling really, really good, and nobody's feeling negative, and you get the best outcome, you know. Sometimes it can seem like it's magical, because it pretty much is, but there's some secrets in there that practitioners do. Like, I kind of gave this one up a little bit by saying what I said, but it's just common sense. You know, if everybody feels good, bro, you're going to have a good day when you're going to court, you know. So you just make everybody feel really, really good. And that's what we do, man. That's what we do. We do spells. We do ensaras. We make people feel good, or we make people feel real bad. So that's part of, you know, being a practitioner. You know, you got a person, you know, they're looking at, you know, some strong, a lot of years in prison. So what you do is you make their court date to where everybody feels so good that nobody wants to, you know, you clean all their negativity from their body, and you make everybody feel good. Everybody in the courtroom feels good. Everybody's energies is just so good. The judge comes in. He, you know, he probably got laid last night. He feels really good. And if the judge feels good, the DA feels good, everybody feels good, and you're in front of that, and you're in front of that judge, and you don't have like no type of negativity around you, you're gonna have a good outcome. So that's what we do. You know, we manipulate the energy in the courtroom, and you get good outcomes from that. That's what we do. We're brujos and brujas. Okay, so this will be the end of episode 22. For inquiries, you can contact me. Text me at 702-814-3187. Or hit me up on my Instagram, Sticks and Bones. Or hit me up on my TikTok. It's Engangulero7. Thank you guys for listening. And you guys have a blessed night.